Okay, side note, do you ever get really concerned that you're going to be framed for a crime? Like, do you ever just think that the police are going to show up at your door and be
no,
like,
no, but I feel like you're telling us DNA. You do. Where did you leave your DNA? That's weird. Becca.
Welcome to a new episode of the Holy Mess Podcast. I'm Becca.
And I'm Joy.
And if you think you're a mess, you're not alone. We're here to talk about the things of life through the lens of faith. Whether it's pop culture or the things that stress us out, we're here to find the holy moments in all of it.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about young people stepping up, give you hope in the future generation, how to know what your 2022 is going to look like, and the mantra to recite if you're feeling overwhelmed. But first, our messy moment of the week. Becca, what you got?
So this is kind of a bigger story. I think at some point it might be interesting to do an entire podcast just dedicated to my husband's Joey's chronic illness story.
Yeah, people have questions all the time. And even I am your friend and I can't keep track of it all.
Girl, I have questions. Are you kidding me? But oh, one no. of the big developments recently is that he is in need of a multi-organ transplant.
Oh, my
They
goodness.
Are potentially wanting to transplant intestines, stomach. Like, it's a whole thing that I do not fully understand. But the first step is going up to Cleveland Clinic and having the consultation with them. And girl, I have been so stressed because they said, okay, it's going to be 1 of 2 weeks. A, coming up in just a little bit this week that you have nothing going on. Or B, the week that is the busiest at work, the week that we block out on the calendar, we cannot take days off, our fundraising week. It is a no-fly zone.
Yeah, it's a big deal to be gone
it's a
then.
Very big deal. And so I was texting Joy about this because we hadn't heard yet. And I'm like, it's going to be during support drive. It's going to be during support drive. And I am just so thankful for you because I struggle constantly with the balance of needing to care for my husband, needing to put my family first, but also knowing that this place counts on me and depends on me. And it's really hard for me to sometimes figure out that balance.
Yeah, I honestly, God just dropped something in my lap that morning that Becca was texting me, and I thought it was just for me. And then in the moment, I was like, oh, I gotta say this to Becca too. I was struggling that morning with feeling overwhelmed at work. I was like, I think it's just the start to this year has been nutty, and thanks to this awesome COVID variant, like, people are in and out all the time and things have just been wild. So I felt overwhelmed and I just kept saying, I can't keep up at work. I can't keep up at work. And it was like God told me to stop saying that. Like, I mean, he didn't like audibly say it, but I just knew that wasn't a healthy thought pattern. Mm-hmm. And instead I replaced it with, do you remember the exact wording?
I will have to pull it up because
I want you to, because I don't want to mess it up.
It was seriously one of those things where I'm like, oh, I think Joy is preaching to me through text messages right now.
Oh, he is.
Oh, did you find it?
I found it. Yeah, it's your sure. text message. I said, here's what we are saying today. I am doing the best I can, and I will get done as much as I can, and that will be enough.
Yep.
And I just kept saying that over and over to myself, and I was like, oh, snap, Becca needs this too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I needed that. It definitely helped me let go of a lot of anxiety I was feeling. And the good news is, it was the first date. It was something I didn't even need to stress about to begin with.
That is a good reminder that half the things we play forward and the scenarios we worry about, they are pretend and they'll never come to be. And we've wasted emotional energy on them.
Exactly. So it was like a double unnecessary stress that I got through. I'm really glad that God gave you those words and that you shared them with me. And I will keep you updated, anyone listening to this, on how this journey goes. I don't know what it's going to look like. I have so many questions. I'm sure some people are still like, I'm sorry, you can transplant intestines? Yeah, I didn't know that either until a little bit ago. So again, I think it might be worth exploring down the road of doing its own podcast, but I'll keep you updated.
And I just want to do a check-in with you. How would you say you're doing? Scale of 1 to 10. 10 is like, I'm a frolic in a field. 1 is like, cover me in some dirt. Where are we?
Oh, I'm more towards the dirt, but I just have a lot of nervous energy. And so I got an elliptical for Christmas, which I'm very excited about. It's what I wanted. It's not like someone got me an elliptical.
Great. I'm totally jealous.
It. And I'm like, I need to get home right now and get on the elliptical and just work all of this out.
She did say that. And I said, let's do a podcast first because this is going to inspire someone, maybe you. Because we all have those days when we're really, really struggling. And I'm glad that you're honest with us about that. And your elliptical is going to cure it. I feel that.
I hope so. I hope that I can spend some quality time there. Joy, what about your messy moment of the week?
Well, I cried in another public place.
You heard.
heard in a previous episode that I cried in the gym. This time it was a coffee shop. But the reasoning...
If we're like ranking places to cry, I would say... No, I think the coffee shop's worse, honestly, now that I think about it.
Are you serious? I hope nobody saw, but the man who was two seats over was for sure getting uncomfortable. But it's because I was on social media and just drinking my coffee, and I saw that one of my sweet girlfriends, and she's also a mentor, that she lost her puppy like 2 days ago. And this is the dog that walked her through a really hard season of divorce. Is an older dog, over 10 years ago is when she went through this divorce, but she's such a good writer. That's actually what she does for her job. And she wrote this beautiful thing in honor of Sophie, and I have dog sat for Sophie. I love that dog.
You're not even a dog. Like, you don't even have a dog of your own.
I'm not even really a dog person, and I'm obsessed with it. So I start bawling because not only do I miss Sophie, but I'm grieving for my friend because dogs are like family members, and I cannot believe she's gone. And the way that my friend tied it into God's faithfulness to her and how God like released her, this dog, like in from her life in this moment was so beautiful that I'm sitting there weeping. And I just need to know, we talked about this before, but I need you to know, it's never good when someone's hurting and you just go, let me know if you need anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. So I decided to take action. And Becca, it was a bad idea. Do you
want
to guess, what I did?
You sent her a new puppy.
No, I should have.
Because I was just thinking, what is a bad idea?
Well, it didn't seem like a bad idea. I just like straight up sent her cookies. That's something you can do. I sent cookies right to her house, super pumped about it. She sends me a text when they come. And she was like, you know, when you're fasting from sweets for an entire month and your friend sends you cookies.
No.
And I was immediately froze because I know she's fasting from sweets, and I forgot about it. And it's for, like, spiritual stuff. God led her to do it. We've talked about this. We're in a Bible study together. I was like, why didn't I remember about the sweets? But the rest of her text was so kind. She said, I feel like this is God's way of saying, baby girl, you're grieving your puppy. Go ahead and have the sweets. And I was like, I messed up. But maybe God was in it. I don't know. I hope so.
I think that's a beautiful full circle moment.
I made her eat sugar. She probably got a headache immediately.
And honestly, that's the thing that I think sometimes we short circuit in Christian circles, that God cares about our mourning, you know?
Yeah.
And I agree with her. I do think that that is a moment where it's like, you know what? You have been faithful in this.
Yes.
And you just went through a hard time. So give yourself some grace and eat the cookies.
Eat the cookie the size of your face. They were big.
Well, I think we have just discovered that not even that far into the new year and things are already a little all over the place. I am stress ellipticaling like a boss. Joy is already crying in a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. But I did find something fun that if maybe you're struggling to in the new year already, might help put perspective into the rest of the year. This is a tweet that I saw online that was, the highest grossing movie from your birth year is how your 2022 will play out. And whenever you see internet stuff like that, I'm just always interested to see what it's going to look like. So I Googled my birth year.
Okay, tell us.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
No!
Like, could there be something worse than this?
I actually don't think so. It's not even the first Terminator. It's like Terminator Rises once again.
Right. It's like, no, it's about to get even worse than it was. I don't know. And then I know it's just an internet trend. So Joy.
Wait, I want to know if you've seen that movie.
I have not. I have no desire to see that movie.
Me either. It sounds horrible.
No. But Joy, we have not looked this up ahead of time. I'm curious, what year were you born in?
I don't want to really reveal that, so I'm going to Google it myself.
Okay. That's fair.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? That also sounds awful.
That doesn't give any... Other people are getting fun stuff like Back to the Future. Are you kidding me? Like, I need to trade.
I think this means I'm going to be framed. And I don't really want to. I don't have time for that.
Okay, side note. Do you ever get really concerned that you're going to be framed for a crime? Like, do you ever just think that the police are going to show up at your door and be like...
No, but I feel like you're telling us
DNA.
You do. Where did you leave your DNA? That's weird, Becca. You're afraid of this?
The other day, literally, this just happened. I took a at-home COVID test because we had a little outbreak in the office.
Our DNA's everywhere now.
Right. And so, but when I went to throw it away, I like... wrapped it in toilet paper and stuffed it down in the box and then stuffed it inside the trash can because my thought was, I don't want someone to plant my DNA in a crime scene.
Listen, no one was going to until right now. Someone's going to do it because you talked about it.
My goodness.
I don't do that, Jazz, but I do look behind the shower curtain every time I go home because I'm like positive someone's in there.
Who doesn't?
Oh, see?
Yeah.
We're probably both insane. Well, if you don't do that, I need you to email us because I need to know someone sane listens to this.
I say that, but this was actually a big... thing of contention early in our marriage because I always wanted to open it and my husband Joey would always close it and be like, how am I supposed to know if someone's trying to murder me?
Leave it a open. Closed shower is the most dangerous thing a woman can
see. It is every single time. Oh, and that leads us to our mess and bless of the week. This is the part where we analyze pop culture, some headlines, and just pick things to highlight that either we are in love with or maybe not the biggest fan of. Bless you.
I'm all right.
I'm so glad. Clean up your DNA. Someone's going to plan out a crime scene. Okay, so Valentine's Day is coming up. And Joy, you know that I'm a very big fan of Valentine's Day.
Well, not Valentine's Day.
I love Galentine's Day.
Yes.
It's the day before.
Exactly. It's not V-Day. It's Girls' Day.
It's Girls' Day. It's all about just female friendships. I also, though, I'll send my nieces and nephews Valentine's Day packages every year.
That is so sweet.
Nothing to do with romantic love for me. I just love this little cluster of holidays.
That's amazing.
But my mess of the week is sweethearts. They're conversation hearts, you know, that they send out every year. Very classic.
The chalky tasting ones.
Yes. They've updated them. They're still going to have the classics like call me and you're a cutie, but they've added words of encouragement. So now your conversation hearts will say things like way to go, crush it, high five, which on the surface is cool. Like I like
this. Your mess of the week?
This is my mess.
Okay, tell
us why. All I can do is flash back to middle school. I know that seventh grade Becca, the rest of the class would be get the you're a cutie pie hearts. I would get the high five. So to me, it is like damaging my inner child somehow.
Yeah. They're supposed to be how you flirt.
They're supposed to be how you flirt. And I'm like, great, another way to get rejected. I've been married for 9 years. This should not matter to me.
This goes deep. We'll face this in a new segment with our therapist in the coming episodes.
Good. We should have an actual therapist on sometime. That would be
fascinating. Nope, too scared. All right. So my mess of the week is a brand new dating show that is actually coming out.
It's never a good thing.
It's on a very small network that you probably will not know. But the couples are going to meet each other, shop for groceries, and then prepare a meal together and eat it.
Oh, this is genius.
Okay, see, I think this is a terrible idea. Because unless you love going to the grocery store, which I hate it. It's one of my least favorite things ever. I understand how you can meet someone in the grocery store, but cooking together brings out all the difficulty. Mm. My husband and I have never cooked together without fighting. Even when we were dating, I would be like, move out of the way. I got this. We each want to take over and control the meal. And we're both terrible cooks. It's not like one of us is amazing. And then if the food isn't good, we end up wanting to blame each other. You put too much salt in that, or you didn't stir that enough, or it's not done. We're terrible when it comes to food. So the idea that someone would fall in love doing this, I just don't see it.
What was your most recent food fail? There's one you posted about on social
media. I made angel hair pasta that was made out of something other than regular pasta because I'm gluten free. And my husband said it tasted like actual hair. From a wig.
Yeah, I could see how that might not be the best dating show, but you know what? You know what? Finding out that's what your partner thinks of your cooking early on in the relationship could be a healthy thing.
If you're like a chef, this is a perfect show to go on. You can just wow them, but then they might feel like they can't play a part. See, this is not good. There's a lot of ways this is going to go wrong.
Lot of loopholes. Okay, on to our blesses of the week. I'm really excited about this one. First of all, did you know that one third of EMS, so emergency services in towns, EMTs, people who come in the ambulances, one third of those in the United States are volunteer because cities don't have the resources to hire full-time people. So it's a volunteer thing. You still get trained. You still have to be certified.
That's shocking to me.
It is shocking. Right? And a lot of fire departments also volunteer.
Yes.
But it's a lot of these rural towns that have to rely on the goodness of people. So there's a town called Sackett's Harbor, New York. And during 2020, a lot of their emergency service technicians quit because they were older. They had concerns. They just couldn't keep up with it.
Wow.
So a group of high school kids found out that the minimum age to become an EMT is 17.
Wow.
They all got together, and now the entire emergency department in this town is made up of kids under the age of 21.
That's actually scary. I'm proud of them, but I'm so scared.
It is a little terrifying. And they said, they're like, we'll show up, and people will be like, I called an ambulance, not a kindergarten. Like, they say the meanest things.
But they're coming as volunteers. It's so incredible.
It is incredible. I mean, that was not the kind of thing I was thinking about at 17. I was just trying to figure out how to do my eyeliner. I still haven't figured it out. But they had the foresight to be like, you know what? My town needs me. I am young. That is a young person's game, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a lot of physical labor, and they took the time to be trained in it, and now they're helping others. Like, I cannot give them enough props, even though you're right, I would be a little terrified if they showed up to my house to save my life.
5 years from now, that's going to be the most killer team ever.
Oh,
because they'll
sure.
all be young and very experienced. But
for
that's,
sure.
Oh, that's fantastic. They would sign up. I forget what it's called. My bless of the week is about a six-year-old boy that made me tear up. His name is Caden. He's from Alabama, and they were having a family function, and he was outside playing on his hoverboard, and his sister, who's two, had somehow gotten out of the house, and she ran into the street to go after her ball, and a car was coming right towards her. And as the family, they said they looked out the window and saw it, nobody could get to her fast enough except for Caden. He was on the sidewalk.
How old is he again?
He's six. He saw the car coming and ran, pushed his sister out of the way, and he got hit by the car instead.
No.
At 6 years old, that he would do that. And so they said he was so brave when the firefighters showed up. And praise God, he's okay. He got hit by a car, and this boy's all right. And so he's been honored by his town. The firefighters said, now that you're back from the hospital, we want to come by with the truck.
No.
And he was in a full Superman Halloween costume. He is embracing his new identity. And he was like, yeah, I'll get in the truck. I'll do it. That's a future firefighter right there,
yeah.
I would probably say. And I saw his mom being interviewed on the Today Show, and she was just so flabbergasted that he would do that. I mean, I would hope one day that my son would have that kind of bravery, but you don't have time to think.
Yeah.
He just did it. I'm in awe.
I can't believe at 6 years old either. That is just such a young age to even be thinking about anything other than putting your feet in front of each other. I think I was just concerned that I couldn't tie my shoes yet. Like, it was a big stress for me, you know? Also, what I find interesting is we don't coordinate our stories, and I love that we have stories of young people stepping up.
It's true.
And saving lives. At the same time, they're supposed to be our blesses. It's making me feel real bad about myself because... I mean, my entire adolescence was spent focused on what do boys think of me now?
I've never pushed anyone out of the way of a car. But there's still time, Becca. We still can.
Honestly, with as fast as you whip into this parking lot sometimes, I think it might be me saving someone's life.
I almost hit someone last week. I shouldn't laugh. That's not funny.
No, I did it.
They're good. Thanks so much for listening. If you got something out of this episode, please share it with a friend and leave us a review. That's how more people get to share in this messy family. And if you have anything you want us to know, please email us holymess@wayfm.com.